For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Question. What is the largest and most expensive advertising campaign in history? Answer. Since 1987, the U.S. government and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America has spent close to $5 billion on anti-drug advertising. So how much bang do you suppose they've gotten for all those bucks? According to recent studies, not very much. It's always been clear that students see right through ads that exaggerate the dangers of marijuana. But research shows that powerful anti-drug ads can actually increase the likelihood that teens will try drugs. In fact, the more captivating and interesting the ad, the more likely the viewer will be to try drugs when confronted with the choice. This may seem counterintuitive at first, but it makes sense that constantly reminding teens about drugs keeps drugs constantly on their minds. Have you ever had someone say something like, "Oh, for the next 5 minutes, try not to think about something?" Really? Well, try it now. For the next 5 minutes, do not think about elephants. Well, if overstating the dangers of drugs and slick in-your-face ads don't work, what about logic? Like the ads that show that buying illegal drugs is in fact supporting terrorism. Well, they might work if they weren't completely untrue. Drug prohibition finances terrorism by making certain plants more valuable than gold, and ignoring the fact that if marijuana was as legal as marigolds, the black market would evaporate overnight. Truth builds trust, and trust is the most important element in educating teens about drugs. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
All right, everyone, pay close attention. This is your Bill of Rights. This is your Bill of Rights on endless drug war. Any questions?
Our drug czar, who's not in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom's run, and thy will is done. With lies and threats and prison. Give us this day our daily scam. Forget our trespasses as we vilify our brethren. Lead us not from deception, but deliver us from FOIA. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the mortgage payment forever. Amen.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.